This is Guardian Radio, your station for up-to-the-minute news and intelligent, interactive, and engaging conversations. 96.9 FM. The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the views of the management and staff of Guardian Radio.
Because no red has the last word on culture and civilization. They do not know what we are capable of. They do not know what we are thinking. Because my work has only just begun.
Feel it down in your soul, till you can't control it. Put your hand up to the sky, mama, don't ask why. In these dark and lonely times, we gon' turn the tide. If you're looking for a sign, turn and look inside of you. Your body is a temple, your sweat is holy water. Every move you're making is praise unto the master, yes. Yeah, 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 yeah.
Good morning and welcome back to Guardian Radio 96.9 FM, your station for fresh new smart talk all day. It's 11 a.m. This is Guardian Radio AM with C.A. Newry Hour. I'm sitting in for Mr. C.A. Newry today on the 19th of November, International Men's Day. And in honor of Mr. Newry being a man, and we're celebrating Man's Day. In Mr. Newry's Hour, we're going to be talking about International Men's Day. And I'm throwing the question out to the audience. What more do y'all men's them want? I mean, y'all have everything. You have everything except the natural capacity to produce children, right? Like, you could have everything you want except for that. What more y'all want, man? You can join the show, 323-6232-325-4316, 325-4259-242-300-5720. That's toll-free from the Family Islands. I really want to hear a Family Island perspective on, you know, what the needs of men in the Family Islands are. But joining us for the conversation, we have a representative from the Bahamas National Reparations Committee. Listen, our people gone to London? They ain't gone by themselves. They're going to go see my cousin, Charles the King. I tell them, take some extra people with you. You know, make it a big show. Anyway, National Reparations Committees from across the Commonwealth are in London. Now, I think we're talking about, of course, African diasporic, right? Communities, countries, we go in to London because we want our things. We want what is rightfully ours. And so I have a representative from the National Reparations Committee joining me today. Now listen, I called them late last night, right? And I tell them, come on, man, come on, because there's some events happening. Not just our people in London, Dr. Nyambi Hall Campbell Dean in London, representing the Bahamas National Reparations Committee. But we have some events taking place over the next couple of days in country, and I wanted to walk through them, and a member of the National Reparations Committee is here to join me. But don't let that stop you. Don't let that stop you from calling in and telling me what more do men want. I also have this article that I'm going to read through periodically through the show. It is, the title is Bahamas Led Region in Percentage of Murdered Men, UN says. Bahamas Led Region in Percentage of Murdered Men, UN says. And this was in the Nassau Guardian a year ago, 20th of November, 2024. Because I remember I tell you, I asked the woman the same question. What more do women want? What more do men want? We go in gender neutral. Producer, I see we have a caller on the line. I'm going to take that caller quickly before I go to the guest. Good morning, caller.
Hey, my name is Green. How you doing?
I am good, thank you. How you doing?
Okay, Ray, I'd like to chime in on the topic, what men want.
Yeah, what more y'all want?
What you don't want from y'all is processed food.
I ask you what you don't want. I ask you what you want. Speak in the positive.
That's the number two. That's the number second thing what we don't want.
Yeah.
We don't want all that bigginess. You see what you do just now? That's one of the things we don't want.
But you ain't even answered the question correctly.
Mom, all we want is a good home-cooked meal when we reach home.
Okay. I feel you. Now, I feel like it's deeper than that, though, right? You don't just want a home-cooked meal when you get home, because you could get home and it could be in the microwave cold. You could get home and she could throw it on the table. She could brace you with it even. But I think what you want is the recognition, right, that you have taken yourself out of the home to produce for the home. And when you come home, a hot homemade meal made with love and attention and care, right, is the compensation, is acknowledgement of the effort that it takes to get up and pull yourself together every day as a man and go out there and face the world. So I think it's deeper than just a home-cooked meal, but a home-cooked meal represents so much more than just food on the plate. Okay, I see we got one more caller, producer. Let's go to that caller, and then we're going to get into this event, because I think these two events are wonderful events for Bahamian men to take their families to or to go out and experience as men in groups of men. Good morning, caller.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Yeah, well, what men want is the appreciation from women. Like, you ever see a man do everything, and then when rowdy comes, he doesn't do nothing?
Mm-hmm. I feel you. No, I see it. I see it. I observe it. Right? It's just like an expectation that you're just supposed to do.
No, they're just not appreciative.
Without acknowledgement of what you do.
Yes.
All right. So it's not a financial thing. It's not a physical thing. It is emotional and psychological acknowledgement and appreciation.
Yeah. Right on the head.
Listen, I got you. Even like as a comedian, I'm careful when I'm telling jokes, right? Because you could easily be perpetuating a mistruth, a misnomer, a lie, right? That men are dogs. You see how easy that took to the wind? But, you know, what we need to perpetuate is that men have value.
Right.
And even if a man doesn't have value in your eyes, a man has value for him, to himself. Yes.
Yeah.
Okay, I got you. You know, I'm writing these things down, right? I'm writing them down. We're going to share them. Okay, one last text, and then we're going to segue. Fairness from the system to be able to have access to raise our children equally and not just be an ATM while the mother has full time. Right? I want you to know that's deep too, right? And I like this because in our reparations conversation, right, we often sort of misidentify what it is that we're looking for. People that you're just looking for money. No. We're looking for acknowledgement, appreciation. Let's go to the caller. Good morning, caller.
Hey, good morning, Aaron.
Good morning.
Hey. And 70% of the genes and a human came from his father, not from his mother. But I don't know why. Men are very peaceful creatures. If we had a society what was catering to that peace, but what I'm trying to say is that men are once there's peace and there's calm and there's food. That's all men really, I mean, most men really don't really, it's just about organizing, I don't know if you understand. It's just about keeping peace and organization and courting.
Yeah, man, hold on. I feel in you, right? Because it's like, peace isn't just no rah, rah, rah. Peace is also that things happen the way they're supposed to happen in the household.
Right. And that's exactly, thank you, Aaron. Peace ain't just rah, rah, rah. Peace is exactly what you just said. And that's all most men is all about, because, you know, that caused us to have a more easy way of thinking, the, you know, moving forward to the next move.
Mm-hmm.
It should be simple being a man, but society don't make it that easy for men to be simply a man.
I feel you. Listen, I feel you. I'm going to transition in a moment, but I want to respond to that. The first thing is this, right? Is that it appears as if in this world generally, you don't have value unless you could produce economically for something outside of yourself, right? Like, you can't take care of this household by yourself. Or if you cannot make a significant contribution to your church. I see all these videos coming out of the U.S. with these offering, the call for offering, and a man rowed a woman because she didn't have $2,000, but she came up when the people with $2,000 were supposed to come up. Like, this, your value is determined by how much money you could put into the world, right? Outside of yourself. And that is so problematic, man. That's so problematic. Okay, there's so much more to delve into, but I want to start our conversation with our representative from the Bahamas National Reparations Committee. Joining us this morning is Ms. Tazelle Lightburn.
Yes.
Good morning, ma'am. How you doing?
I'm good. How about you?
I'm good, thank you. But listen, I got a quick question. Why they leave you here in Nassau and they go on to London without us?
So there's a larger committee. And so our lead, Dr. Nyambi Hall Campbell-Dean, she went to represent.
She went to represent the national committee.
Yes.
Okay, that's good. See, because I know.
Everybody can go.
I know, Charles. That's my cousin. I could have get us in a couple places. All right. Now, exactly what is it that they are doing? What's the purpose of this trip?
So the purpose of the trip is that members of CARICOM, so representatives from the Bahamas, along with other Caribbean nations, they've gone to London to speak with representatives from the UK to talk about why reparations is important.
Mm-hmm.
And so, as you were mentioning earlier, reparations isn't just we want money. We want acknowledgement that there was wrongdoing during colonialism and how colonialism has impacted us in real time today. So for an example, from my perspective with my interest in health and climate, we see that in the next 20 to 25 years, if we don't get a handle on it, parts of New Providence is going to be underwater, and we already see that happening. And so when you think about colonialism in today's time with capitalism, the reform version, how that impacts our ability to be able to respond to these climate shocks. And then there are other areas too.
Well, listen, but the increase in instability in climate, mm-hmm. right, means a lack of certainty and surety around agriculture locally,
yes.
which leaves us then more dependent on imports and processed food,
mm-hmm.
which has major identifiable negative health impacts,
yes.
right? And so there are many ways in which colonialism still impacts or impedes our ability to direct our own development.
Yes.
And in many instances, that results in major negative health impacts,
mm-hmm.
right? Okay, so that's what they gone there
yes.
to do. They're going to bring this 10-point plan.
Yes.
Right? This is great because most people think we just go in there to say, give me the money. You see, I take my locks out and everything, Ms. Lightburn, when the conversations start, right? But the 10-point plan calls for the acknowledgement of the system as it existed then and how it exists today, the impact of that system on our lives then, and the cumulative impact of that system on our lives now, and how the evolution of that system, the cumulative impact of the evolution of that system on our lives. One of the most startling facts to bring this to bear is that 2015, that year, marked the day when the bond that was taken out to compensate slave owners,
mm-hmm.
the owners of enslaved people, right, to compensate them for freeing the people, right?
Yes.
That bond was not paid off until 2015. That's 10 years ago. Mm-hmm. All of our ancestors who lived in this colonial system were paying for the freedom of our ancestors.
That's absurd.
2015.
Yes.
Very, very close, right? And so the conversation is broader than just pay us what you owe us. The conversation is about recognizing how we got into this circumstance and how we will commit to never going back.
Agreed.
Yeah, there we go. So that's the 10-point plan. Now, Ms. Lightburn, somebody else call in the show. Let's engage them for a second.
Sure.
To see what men want, because I think what men want is the same thing that we as a collective of Africans in the diaspora want. Respect, acknowledgement, recognition. Good morning, caller. Good morning, caller. Are you there? I'm sorry. I missed you. Okay, the numbers to call, 323-6232, 325-4316, 325-4259, 242-300-5720, toll-free for Family Island listeners. And if you're having any difficulty getting through on the phone line, text us, 422-GR96. That's 422-479. Six. Okay, let's try it again. Good morning, caller. Good morning, caller. All right, don't watch nothing. Give me a second. Give me a second. Oh, sorry. All right, we're going to get to you, callers. Here's a text. Aaron, that caller was correct. I am the only provider. I feel like a slave sometimes. However, appreciation given, it makes okay. However, with appreciation, it makes good on my daughter made the honor roll at her primary school. She told me I never does come. She has been on it a lot. I realize I have to show her support to her, which is everlasting in her memory, right? So being present, right? Like for fathers, sometimes you say, man, I wake in, and I don't get any appreciation. Now, remember, for kids who don't necessarily understand the financial struggles, for them, being present is more important than having things. Don't mind the chatter. Being present is more important than having things. Another text. Good morning. All what men need is respect, so if she do that, all is well. Women need love, but most don't know that all you have to do is respect the man and you will be in heaven. That's it. And you know he don't get much respect around here. Listen to learn. Okay. See, because my thing is I have a feeling like you done get out your mummy house and she spent all that time rah, rah, rah and you into a man. You try and experience manhood differently and you don't want that rah, rah, rah in your house. Mm-hmm. You want the best of your mother. And not the what you perceive to be the waste of your mother. Ms. Lightburn, I'm going to take these calls and then sure. We're going to get to these events because these are events that fathers and men should take their families to. Good morning, caller.
Hello. Hi. Good morning, Aaron.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm good, thank you. I was calling with regards to the reparation issue that the lady was talking about.
Absolutely.
And I've heard about this over and over again.
Mm-hmm.
The only thing about this is that when we get, if they ever decide, which I doubt they ever will, but nonetheless, who gets this reparation?
Me.
Will it be the government or will it be the people?
Ah, see, that's
was something I thought about on the way here. I think that's a challenge that Bahamians and probably people across the Caribbean have concerns with. Like, as they awaken their consciousness and they recognize reparations are important, how is that going to be handled? And if there's any sort of mistrust with government or just uncertainty about what's going to happen,
Turn your radio down,
then
caller.
They may not be as receptive or supportive of it.
Mm-hmm. Right, because I'm thinking, all right, you could give me the money. I'm from Auckland, I cheap, I ain't going to spend it. Yes. Trust me, I ain't going to spend it. But if you tell me you give it to the government and the only thing the government says to me is all money goes into the consolidated fund, I am not for that, right? And so, but that's not a problem. That's not a barrier. That's not an obstacle because can't we create a fund specifically for receiving funds for or from reparations, right? It could be a separate fund. It could have an independent management team, right? Like, there are mechanisms that can be employed to A, separate this reparations money from consolidated fund money and allow the citizenry to determine as a collective how the funds should be spent. Because when there's 100 of us in a room looking at each other, we ain't gonna get away with beach picnic. We ain't gonna get away with throw a beach picnic once every quarter, right? Being together will force us to come to good ideas. Let's take this next caller and then to tomorrow night's event.
Yes.
Good morning, caller.
Yes, good morning.
Morning.
Yes, with this reparation, I guess the last caller kind of like hit the nail on the head, you know, you know, our governments, right? They use our funds. I mean, like it is a whole lot of our tax dollars, and they don't do right with it. You see, and just could we trust them? We can't trust them. You see, when you talk about Marcus Garvey, they invoke Marcus Garvey and Robert Joseph Love in this. Robert Joseph Love, hello?
You right here. We hear you.
Yeah, Robert Joseph Love, you know, he believe in the redistribution of land and universal education.
Yes, sir.
You know, unlike Marcus Garvey, they call him Marcus Garvey mentor, but Marcus Garvey was different from Robert Joseph Love in the economics part.
But so listen, you know, we go into a break, but are you coming out tomorrow night and Friday night to the Reparations Committee events?
See, my coming out is, what serves me most, right, is for that to be air. I mean, live.
I got
on
you,
the
sir.
Air. You see, but you understand me, with callers, but, you know, them in a room and with you know what I mean? I call it with a club.
But I got you.
You know what I mean? I got more strain on this radio. You understand what I'm saying?
I feel
you. Then come into that room.
But listen, sir, here's what we're going to do. You hear that music in the background? I'm going to go talk to Mr. Strawn and tell him, can we partner with the Reparations Committee to bring their conversations live every time they have them? That's a wonderful idea, sir. Thank you very, very much. And it speaks to the need to meet people where they are, right? Which is what reparations is about as well. We go into a break. When we get back from the break, the inaugural Bahamas Love Garvey grounding. Let me tell you, my people in Guyana, I feel you today. The groundings are here. Y'all stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Love the show? Want to give your support? Become a sponsor today. Call 302-2300 for our rates and packages. That's 302-2300. Become a sponsor on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
Join the Bahamas Heart Association for its inaugural golf tournament, proudly presented by Visa and Fidelity Bank, on Sunday, November 30th at the spectacular Royal Blue Golf Club. Every swing brings hope and healing to young hearts. Gather your team and play with purpose or make a donation. Tee off for Tiny Hearts, because every heartbeat deserves a chance. For more details, contact the Serfik to Sassoon Heart Foundation at sassoonheartfoundation.org.
This is Guardian Radio, your station for up-to-the-minute news and intelligent, interactive, and engaging conversations. 96.9 FM.
Inside, outside, wonderful, magical, beauty can't hide. Me and you, never lose, trust me, can't lie. Hopeful, till the day we die. Whoa.
Good morning and welcome back to Guardian Radio AM with C.A. Nuri. Thank you, producer. It in my spirit. I like that so much that we get to play Bahamian Trey Hold On again as well. Because I looking for our anthems, right? And Bahamian Trey Hold On, or Hard to Hold On, is one of those anthems like this song here. Also, Papa Smurf, I Am a Bahamian. Say it out loud. I am a Bahamian. Right? These are the songs and stories that we need to perpetuate. Okay, so I've already had the text coming in. Where is the event being held? Where are the events being held? Okay, so we're talking about the inaugural Bahamas Love Garvey Grounding. So Love refers to Robert Joseph Love. Love.
Mm-hmm.
Garvey.
Marcus Garvey.
Marcus Messiah mm-hmm. Garvey. And grounding. See, groundings is what our Caribbean people is called, coming together to reason, coming together to hold space for an idea or a person or a problem, hoping, seeking to find solutions in that space, grounding ourselves. I'm so happy. My Guyana people, that's the first place I experience this culture of groundings, right? And it's always a handful of people, a small group, that come together and claim land, which is why, like, I love this conversation today. In our earlier hour, the theme for Equality Bahamas is 16 days of global activism, is reclaiming, mm-hmm. right, and reclaiming power. And groundings are intended to reclaim the land that you're standing on and use it for the purpose of the people, and primarily creating solutions for the people. Sometimes the solution is just a hug, you know. Sometimes the solution is just a space where somebody could come and sit down and be safe for a few minutes before they continue their journey. So, okay, Miss Lightburn, the first event taking place.
Yes. So on the first night, we'll be presenting the new Daddy Marcus Nursery Rhymes book, and that will be held, that launch will be at the University of the Bahamas tomorrow, November 20th, from 6 o'clock to 8 o'clock p.m. And then on Friday, we will have the screening of the first narrative film or movie about Marcus Messiah Garvey, and that'll be held at the new St. Paul's Baptist Church on Friday, November 21st. And that location is on Bias Street and Blue Hill Road.
Okay. I'm going to reveal my bias. I don't know where Bias Street is. Not yet. I can't remember because y'all don't keep the signs up. Y'all don't keep the signs up. But okay, this movie, Mosiah, everybody have to go watch this movie because let me tell you why. Did you all know that not only do we have the Robert Love Marcus Garvey connection, but we also have the Toot Garvey UNIA connection. Now, just like my history ain't good, Bias Street, my history may be wrong here, but recently I learned, and I think it's the correct name, that T.A. Toot's brother, you know, T.A. Toot, the school is named after T.A. Toot, his brother was second in command in the UNIA.
Wow. Let me look.
Right. And the UNIA is the initiative that's the company. Read the name for me. United.
The United Universal Negro Improvement Association.
There you go.
African Communities League.
Okay. So T.A. Toot's brother was, I think, the second in command of the UNIA. We have this deliciously complex relationship with Marcus Garvey and this movement, right? So I'm so pleased to see that the film is being hosted here. Now, here's a question. Are they having satellite hostings? Like, are other reparations committees throughout the Caribbean hosting the movie on the same night?
To my knowledge, no. But I do feel like that would be a wonderful opportunity to link the Caribbean even further so mm-hmm. that there could be a larger conversation. And then you hear perspectives from different nations and ways to collaborate and really advance
mm-hmm.
Moving forward for reparations.
Let's put this on the calendar for the next event, right? Taking a suggestion from the caller, that we can go live and link all the country screenings and take questions from each country for other countries, right? Like right now, I don't expect Jamaica to have the energy to be able to organize that right now. But wouldn't it be great if we held a space for Jamaica collectively throughout the region while we watch this movie together? Okay, so again, the inaugural Bahamas Love Garvey Grounding, 2 days of amazing activities. tomorrow night, Thursday the 20th of November, 2025, 6 to 8 p.m., the new Daddy Marcus Nursery Rhymes book. Now, Ms. Lightburn, I got to bring my own coloring markers. What type of, is this an adult coloring book? Is this a, is it a coloring book at all? Is it a nursery book? I mean, is it a traditional nursery book? Is it like the retelling of the stories we know with the real African twist on it? Are these stories that we've never heard before in our Caribbean context? Come on, give me a hint.
So personally, I am looking forward to attending myself to get more insight about it, but I do feel that it's going to be an opportunity for Bahamians and everyone who has access to this book to learn about our history in a way that maybe we haven't been exposed to before. I do think we may lack more about the Pan-Africanism history in the Bahamas. And so I believe it's going to be a collective of stories told in a very poetic manner.
All right. Because one thing we I think we miss is that like all fairy tales and nursery rhymes are stories and cautionary tales, right?
Yes.
Like they're the history wrapped in mystery. Right? Mm-hmm. And in the same ways that Africans had to speak in parables when they were enslaved on plantations,
yes.
So the slave master wouldn't know what they was talking about, like the Brothers Grimm and those stories are actually very grim. And Hansel and Gretel is a cautionary tale about what happens to children when they don't mind instructions and stay where they're supposed to be instead of going gallivanting in the forest like deer. And throwing themselves all over the place, right? Gretel, Hansel and Gretel is a cautionary tale. Oh, man, Miss Lightburn, I got a text here. Do you know the song We From the 242 by Daddy White? Wally, you producer, you remember that song, We From the 242 by Daddy White? You don't?
No.
Let me suck my... This is the days when Daddy White was Daddy White, man. I'm not sure what's happening today, but... Pray strength, hold firm. Nothing but love. But that's when Daddy White's was making. That's when Daddy White's was making hip hop, real hip hop. He's an artist for real, and plenty talent, plenty talent. Okay, so the new Daddy Marcus Nursery Rhymes book, Thursday, 20th of November, 2025, 6 to 8 p.m. University of the Bahamas, and Friday, the 21st of November, 7 p.m. The new St. Paul's Baptist Church, Bias Street and Blue Hill Road, Mosiah, the movie. Now, will there be snacks on sale or available? Can I bring outside food in? If you bring outside food in, you have to share, you know, because reparations. So be careful what you bring.
Right. I believe there may be snacks, but don't hold me to that.
Okay.
So come out, and then we can find out together.
All right. Contact information for the reparations committee so people could call and show up details. I could find out if I need to bring my whole popcorn machine to the new St. Paul's Church.
So on various social media platforms, we go by either Bahamas Reparations Committee or 242 Reparations Committee.
Okay. Yes. So find you on the platform, send a message, or find a telephone contact there. Do you guys have a location yet? Or y'all like the Chichani? We just everywhere. Wherever there's an African in distress, the reparations committee is there.
So we do have a meeting space where the committee meets to plan various events, and that's at the Ministry of Foreign Affairs.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
That's awesome. That's great. That's great. So the government is committed to the function of this committee.
Yes.
Right? That's awesome.
And the committee was appointed. So I'm an associate member, but the Ministry of Foreign Affairs and the government appointed specific members to be part of it, one of which is Dr. Nyambi Hall Campbell-Dean.
Right. And we know that there is a broader CARICOM Reparations Committee, mm-hmm. and each CARICOM member country was initialized, right?
Yes.
Listen, start a committee. And they've been doing great work.
And this committee has been in existence for about 10 years or so.
All right. Yeah. When does the committee meet?
So we tend to meet on the last Thursday of every month. I want to say the fourth Thursday of every month.
Okay.
And because I've met Dr. Nyambi in various spaces, and because I had my own interests, once I learned about it, I asked her, how could I be more involved? So while I'm not an appointed committee member, I do attend and support.
Okay, absolutely. So y'all have a meeting on Thanksgiving this month? Listen, I love it, you know. What are we doing? How are we reclaiming Thanksgiving as the Reparations Committee in the Bahamas?
Oh, that's a good...
Yeah, I mean, see, for me, what I was planning on doing is I was planning on liberating some Thanksgiving meals, right? But then after this Abaco Barge thing, and y'all don't know the definition, the difference between liberating and looting, I didn't think it was safe to do that. But I feel that's an appropriate response.
That's about us.
For Thanksgiving Day, I have to reparation some plates. Come on, and then I can share them. And then I can share them. I'm trying to get in trouble with the whole Anglican Church. Okay, somebody says, food is stomach reparations, reparations for the body. LOL, do you agree, Erin? Well, listen, Lightburn, you say your focus is on climate and...
Health.
And public health, right? Dear Texter, food is reparations, and it's more than just stomach reparations, right? I was at an event. We're getting ready to go to a break.
Something exciting.
Producer, it playing the music.
Well, look no further.
We going to a break?
Beach Club Paradise.
The break on right now?
Hiring.
I should stop talking? Okay, if we're not at the break, we at the break right now. You guys, stay tuned. Guardian Radio.
Vibrant, welcoming atmosphere.
96.9 FM.
Play your part.
We'll be right back.
The future of our team. While
Man, we eating a bit of touch road from where? From long time, dog. We gotta go. We gotta get a couple of sticks.
Is you riding or you riding? If you my dog, let's go run up the mileage. They treat me like the goat where I'm from. I ain't lying. Wish I could touch the road. My water one more time, but he flying. We about to change up the climate. You know we got the wave like we pray to Poseidon. Got the kind of weird up, making sure he diving. And you can tell I be came from the island. I'm from a lot of brothers trying to Ghana. God ain't promised us tomorrow, so I got my food.
Are you searching for something new? Something exciting? Your dream job in paradise? Well, look no further. Royal Beach Club Paradise Island is hiring. Join a dynamic group of passionate hospitality professionals, craft unforgettable moments, and thrive in a vibrant, welcoming atmosphere. Play your part in shaping the future of our team while growing your own career every day. Bring your energy, your passion, and your creativity to a workplace that's as dynamic and fun as you are. At Royal Beach Club Paradise Island, the opportunities don't just exist. They're limitless. So are you ready to find your perfect fit? Visit Royal Beach Club at paradiseisland.com/career today and step into a world of exciting possibilities.
For fast, reliable, and impactful printing services, look no further. Let Printmasters bring your masterpiece to life. We stand by our quality products that are second to none. Our affordable pricing and friendly, efficient staff makes Printmasters the ultimate choice for all your printing needs. We can deliver any type of printing services, from banners to booklets to business cards. You name it, we can print it.
Let Printmasters bring your masterpiece to life.
Located in the Nassau Guardian Building, telephone 302-2361.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
Well, man, we ain't a bit of touch road from where? From long time, dog. We gotta go. We gotta get a couple of sticks.
Is you riding or you riding? If you my dog, let's go run up the mileage. They treat me like the goat where I'm from. I ain't lying. Wish I could touch the road. My water one more time, but he flying. We about to change up the climate. You know we got the way.
Welcome back to Guardian Radio AM with C.A. Nuri. Producer, you can tell me who these young people is? I like them. The song is nice and contemporary. But what I love most about it is the obvious Bahamian references, right, in the song. Like, it sound American, but I know it's Bahamian because of what they're saying, and that is good enough for me. Okay, so Texas say, let's get back to food reparations. At the Future of Democracy Conference 4, Dr. Indira Martin's presentation was about colonialism and the gut biome, right? And what I took from that, because sometimes they be saying things and I take my own things away from it, right? What I took from that was that we must always remember that the gut controls the brain and not the other way around, right? And what you put in your gut, in your belly, in your stomach will eventually impact the brain and not the other way around, mm-hmm. right? So what you eat, right, and what you allow into your gut is what you allow into your brain, right? And so it means then that you are what you eat, mm-hmm. right? And you think not just the way you eat, what you eat, but the way that you eat. And so food security and food sovereignty, which is mm-hmm. ensuring that you can, you have enough food to eat, access. And also ensuring that you can eat the things that you want to eat. Now, in this instance, what I mean is what you need
yes.
to eat, because I want to eat the chicken in the bag too. But then I realize that what I'm craving when I drive past the chicken in the bag shop is not the chicken in the bag, but the fermented hot sauce and ketchup steaming in the bag. And my body is, my gut is actually craving that old fermented food that my ancestors used to eat because they had to eat it. Mm-hmm. And the preserved food they ate because they had to eat it. So if you go to Future of Democracy Conference on Facebook, and you're going to scroll down till you find in Dr. Indira Martin's 2025 session, I think was on day two, if not day one, I think day two of the event, she talks all about it. Producer, let's go to the phone line quickly so I could ask these men's them what more y'all want. Good morning.
Hey, morning, Miss Green. How you doing?
I'm good, thank you.
Well, you know, Christmas time coming up, so you know we ain't on air what you saying.
What you mean?
We gear up for our belly from January this year.
Mm-hmm. Oh, no.
Oh, yeah. We wait all year for this Christmas dinner.
Listen, by the time December 5th hit, I going into a strict food regimen, and I preparing my gut landscape. Oh, I preparing for the things. But you got to prepare in advance.
How much cake you eat on December 25th?
Pardon? How much cake?
How much fruitcake you eat December 25th? Because you know you wait all year for that.
None. Not one. Now we can go to war, my Fox Hill cousin.
Take, boy, the devil's a liar.
Take all the fruitcake and ask Jamaica if they want it.
No. That's a whole different topic. You know, Jamaican cake and Bahamian cake, they two different cakes. Jamaican fruitcake is more of a pudding.
That's why I say ask before you send it, you know. Because I know they different, but they similar. I don't want it.
Yeah, I know. That's a pudding. I ain't no cake.
Listen, you know what I love? I love sharing fruitcake with people who love fruitcake.
No one to share fruitcake? That's like guava duff.
People
who shares guava duff?
Not me. But the fruitcake, I share. Thank you very much. Thank you very much. I got a text that says, that's why we get gut feelings. Trust your gut always. Okay, no, not always. If you eat in foolishness, don't trust your gut. Okay?
You have to question that.
However, you bring your body into alignment with nature, right? And then you could begin to trust your gut more. But the text is correct. When you get a gut feeling, right, that's intuition, that's because it starts in the gut. It all starts in the gut. All right, so the question is still out there. We got a few minutes left. What do y'all men's dem want? We had some great text, and I think, I mean, they sum it up, right? Fairness from the system to be able to have access to our children equally and not just be an ATM while the mother has full time. But I think, text, what you mean is equitably, right? Not just equally, mm-hmm. but with equity, understanding that male parents may need different things than female parents mm-hmm. to support, to raise a child, right? And male parents bring different things. Let me say that. They bring the same thing in different ways. So men nurture differently mm-hmm. than women, right? You know how I know some men is nature? They plant nature in here.
My daddy. Yeah.
Because they grow up in a straw platting culture. Mm-hmm. And they're good at it, right? And he said, I'm going to nurture my... this rough, you know, the hair is rough and we love it. It's beautiful. We gotta tame it. I gonna braid that. Anytime you need your hair braided, baby, I got you. Mm-hmm. That's one of the ways in which men in this place nurture, right? So we, men and women both can nurture. They likely do it differently. And we must be open to that and to support them. All right, I got a text here that says, Lady Green, ? Men are prone to be lousy in plenty cases, but if they get respect and the ability to provide for their family, we need to become focused and have the opportunities in this Bahamas. Okay, yeah. Like, anybody who starts off on a good footing is going to make a good movement forward. So I think it's important to recognize that nobody, like, when you conceive, you don't download a file in your brain that tells you how to raise children. But you should know that after millions of years of humans reproducing, well, let's say hundreds of thousands of years of humans reproducing, we can learn a thing or two from each other.
Right.
So you're not completely isolated, right? But yes, men need support to be good caretakers the same way women need support to be good caretakers. Let's go to the phone line, producer. Good morning, caller.
Good morning, Mr. Green.
Morning.
I don't know if something's wrong with some of the phone lines, but I was trying to get in for a while.
Yes, sir.
Great conversation. The reparations lady still is there?
Yes, yes, absolutely.
I wanted to add some nuance to the conversation because, you know, I have up in front of me for years now a statement from Marcus Garvey and the big emblem of him in which he spoke of Africa's redemption coming suddenly and coming in the wind. I don't know if you realize this, but this prophecy is actually being fulfilled now as the diaspora is coming to their senses, right?
Mm-hmm.
As the far as colonialization and the effects it has on us, even mentally, as far as men decide.
Mm-hmm.
God is on our side. But I wanted to share this as it relates to all of the diseases and the experiments that have been going on in Africa, and the international community has not been acknowledging it. But, you know, thank God for PBS and the likes who can document these narratives. And the scientific community has not been intellectually honest, and I don't have to be a brain box to say these things that people trying to about the origins of AIDS and a lot of other diseases. As you saw, my new hero is the I always knew her face but didn't know her name. I think her name is Arikana Chimbiari or whatever, and she is a former UN ambassador to the United Nations for Africa or whatever, the Union, whatever, right?
Mm-hmm.
And she's on YouTube, and the information she's displaying, I was very familiar with, quite familiar with, and some of the things she's saying. I was saying on the radio, and people don't acknowledge these things. It's about the origins of AIDS and the fact that they were injecting people with it. And we saw the tetanus guys, which was sterilization, chorionic gonadotropins, et cetera, et cetera. And so what I'm saying is the reparations for those at home and those abroad. So I know African countries would be partaking in this. So we need, I mean, sometimes good public discourse so that the people who are anti don't want, like, reparations to be paid. I want to show them how imbecilic they are in their thoughts, and they don't understand the multifaceted, insidious things that were done to the diaspora. And so I like how the lady feels that the reparations is multifaceted. It's not limited to just money, et cetera, et cetera. It's all kind of different ways you could do it. It's also acknowledging truths, right? And the injustices and the things that went on in Africa. You just look at the story of the origin of AIDS on PBS. It's documented. And the lies that the scientists actually say on said on PBS, lying to the world after this documentation.
Thank you.
About
thank
the
you.
People dissecting these monkeys and playing with the kidney tissues and the contaminants and the SP40 and all these different things that people, Dr. King and different people have been disclosing over the years that
thank
people
you.
Have been dismissing as conspiracy theory because they don't want to read and acknowledge the truth. But I realize that we really don't want to hear the truth. Give thanks.
Thank you, 52. I would like to let Ms. Lightburn respond, and then we're going to go to the next caller.
So as he was saying, yes, reparations is very multifaceted. And so I wanted to take the opportunity to go back to the CARICOM 10-point plan.
Mm-hmm.
And it is very holistic in nature. And so the 10 points include demanding a full formal apology from the countries that colonialized, an opportunity for repatriation to Africa, indigenous peoples development program, culture, building cultural institutions, addressing the public health crisis, which could touch on the things that he talked about, the issue with illiteracy eradication, an African knowledge program, psychological rehabilitation, technology transfer, and debt cancellation. So those are the different areas. So it is very holistic in nature. It's not just money. It's about building infrastructure and systems as well.
Absolutely. Point number 11, no tax on mango. No tax. Listen, memory is a weapon. Y'all don't let me wield it against you. You see, when the descendants of Israel and the Jewish people say never forget, that's also an admonition, right? Admonishment. Don't ever forget. We cannot forget. Ever. That's our obligation to our ancestors. Never forget. And don't forget about me on this International Men's Day. Don't forget about the men either. Also, last thing, producer, before you cut it, check out the article, Bahamas-led region and percentage of murdered men, UN says, 20th of November, 2024, Nassau Guardian. Have a great day, Bahamas.